This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now, we got to memorialize the Bucs season with our guy Gary Wolfel on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary, we're asking people to rank the best game day experiences. Let's hear it from somebody that knows all too well about all three. Packers, Brewers, Bucs. Rank them in order, best game day experience.
So University of Wisconsin football games aren't on the list.
Correct. And neither are apparently Milwaukee Admirals games. I was a little bit disappointed with that one too, Gary.
Yeah, that's hard to believe. You know, best game. Well, it's got to be the Packers, right?
That's my opinion.
You know, the place goes crazy for every single game, and not a better place, in my opinion, to watch a professional football game.
But it's the game day experience. It's everything before the game, before you get into the stadium, everything that you can do after the game in that same area. It's everything. So tailgating and, you know, 10-degree weather, all
so
everything.
Qualifiers there, yeah.
Game day experience, right, from the time you show up.
I'll tell you what. It's a toss-up. Packers or Brewers? I mean, tailgating at Miller Park is pretty awesome.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it, Gary? Second to none, especially when it's 85 degrees, sun's bathing on you. I'm in a cut-off Brewers T-shirt. I'm ready to rock and roll. I got a couple of cold ones lined up. And
I can only imagine tailgating with you, Bill.
Gary, we need to get on out there one of these times
and
have some fun. But we're going to make sure that we Uber on our way.
Gary, over at WolfelsPressBox.com, you got a story up about John Horst and the money that he is making and the money that he should be making.
Yeah, you know, he was hired as the GM 2 summers ago. It was kind of a bungling process where the owners couldn't agree on anyone, and Horst was the compromise choice. And the gist of it is that, you know, they basically said, hey, take it or leave it with their offer for $500,000 per year. And that is by far the lowest salary of any general manager in the NBA. And right now he's looking to get an extension.
Look, and I don't blame him. You wait for him to get executive of the year. What blew my mind was reading that article, because very rarely do you ever see GM salaries out there. You're saying, based on everything you've heard, pretty much, you know, $1 million is kind of the bottom on this thing, and average is what, like $3 million a year?
Yeah, $3 to $4 million a year. So he's at rock bottom, and it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, if he even gets $3 million. I mean, there's some people that told me they don't expect that. But the caveat to all this is that, you know, Mike Budenholzer is on board, and kind of like Jason Kidd, you know, pretty much gets what he wants.
Well, look, and the other caveat to this is Mark Lazary's calling the shots now. And that's different from Wesley Edens, and that's also going to be the difference as far as luxury tax and everything else goes. When you've got the owners the way you have right now in Milwaukee, he gets the final say going forward. I just don't see how they don't give that dude at least the average salary, whatever that may be. I think you can argue that he's earned it to this point. Unless the owners go, we pretty much told you to do all this. You're not getting jack. I mean, unless that's what happens. If Edens raises his hand and goes, with all due respect, John, I'm the one that told you to try and get something done for Bledsoe. I'm the one that told you to go get that Brook Lopez deal done. I'm the one that told you, now we don't know because we're not there, but if that was going on, then John Horst is probably screwed and he's probably not going to get that much more.
Yeah, and I'm sure between Wes Edens and Mike Budenholzer, they called the vast majority of the decision, say that 10 times. But it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah, if he doesn't get that bump, then obviously there's other people making calls that we obviously aren't aware of. Because right now, outside looking in, everybody just says, okay, John Horst is making the call, so be it. If that's not necessarily happening and he's just the face, then I could see them telling him, yeah, we're not giving you all this extra money. Well, you're pretty much just our puppet at this point.
Yeah, you know, one thing I didn't put in, and there are several people that have told me this, that remember Rod Thorne?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The team's consultant.
Yep.
I was told he made double what Horse made last year. So if that's true, it'll be very interesting to see what goes down here.
Friendships are a powerful thing, Gary Wolfel.
That's why you and I are buddies.
That's right.
For better or worse.
That, no matter what.
Gary, and in wrapping up this season, was the last four games to you, was it more of an anomaly or more of what you expected when a team would finally get into a series that had the defensive firepower to try to slow down Giannis?
Yeah, I thought it'd be a close series. I mean, you know, Toronto barely beat Philadelphia. Remember, went down to Game 7, and one of the most incredible shots in playoff history. I mean, that shot could have easily went off the rim, and who knows, maybe the 76ers would have been in the finals instead of the Raptors. But to me, you know, there wasn't much difference between Philadelphia, Toronto, and Milwaukee, and whoever, you know, got hot at the right moment was going to prevail.
Who wins the finals?
Well, I've been saying all along it would be Golden State in a sweep, but then I didn't expect Kevin Durant not to play. By the way, did you see the line on that game?
No.
It had been at one point in favor of the Raptors.
Did it move, or is it still one point?
Yes, you beat me to the puncher. It has moved to 1.5. Mm-hmm. In favor of the Raptors, so I'm not sure what you know all that's about.
I think they play better team basketball without Kevin Durant, and I think Draymond Green plays better without him. I think Steph Curry and Klay Thompson play better without him. And to say they're better, to say they're better without Kevin Durant is stupid because Kevin Durant is one of the top five best players in all of the NBA.
No doubt.
But the style of basketball that they play without Kevin Durant goes back to how they were playing with Kevin Durant. With Kevin Durant, they run way too much isolation. It drives me nuts. Without Kevin Durant, it's more team-oriented and really puts Draymond Green in a better position.
Yeah, I'm still saying, you know, Golden State in six. What about you guys?
I got Golden State in five.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'll go Golden State, too. But I hate Draymond Green, so I hope Toronto figures out a way to beat him, whatever the case may be.
Gary, appreciate the time, man, as always, and we'll talk soon, all right?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Gary Wolfel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline of wolfelspressbox.com. Great Midwest Bank, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.